This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right. Shot. It is the Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby. Powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and now available in select Virginia ABC stores. I said available. How about that?
Yeah. We should have Scotty come today.
Yeah, Scotty, we're here, dog. Come on through.
We're here. Make it happen.
About to order some Popeyes. That's how you know it's a Friday. We're all in studio.
Yeah. Anybody trying to get a sponsor for this show, Popeyes always works.
Did you see what Barkley said when Inside the NBA was sponsored by Popeyes?
What he said?
I'm not going to.
You can't say what he said?
I'm gonna let Chuck handle that. All right.
Oh, man. I can imagine what he said.
Neil Greenberg just tweeted me. He said, I'm listening to B. Mitch and Finley. In my opinion, if Jaden Daniels is healthy, he should play. He will always be an injury risk as a dual threat quarterback. Can't manage, coach a team scared. A 30-0 blowout, take him out. Healthy and competitive game, let him cook. I think that's a reasonable place
to
land.
Way to go, Neil.
But I think you can be reasonable and on lots of different sides of this fence. The good news today, Jaden Daniels will not need surgery. It's a clean elbow dislocation, all right?
That just sounds so weird to me. Clean elbow dislocation.
I know. He's not.
No matter how clean it is, that SOB hurts.
He's not going to go on IR. Woo. He's got options, okay? They'll decide after the bye week what they're going to do. If he's healthy, should he play? Let's start with Alvin down in Richmond. What's up, Alvin?
Not much. How you doing, JP? Chill. How you doing there, B. Mitch?
What's up, Alvin? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. I think if he's healthy and everything is fine, that he should be able to play. I mean, he's a dynamic player. He's always going to be a dual threat, and you can't keep him off the field. The guy wants to play. He has the heart, the energy. Put him out there. Like you said, you can't help him. You can't hide him forever. You have to put him out there. And one other thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, but hasn't the running game gone down since Trent Scott has been out and off the field?
I don't know if it's directly attributable to like
they were putting him in as that tight end, extra tight end in some running plays.
Yeah,
and he was making key blocks and everything. And he's been injured on the inactive list for like what the last 3 weeks.
He's been inactive, so they can have Coleman
and
active.
Bates was which call him as well.
Yeah.
He was injured for a little bit, so.
Appreciate the call, Alvin. Thanks, dude.
Appreciate the call, bro.
Our guy Tailgate Ted is on the line.
Teddy.
Ted, what's good, dude? What do you think with this Jaden situation?
Guys, when do we get so soft? I don't understand. People complained all preseason that Jaden didn't throw a single pass, right? And now, if the young man is healthy, and if he gets cleared, and to me, the caveat is if the offensive line in front of him is healthy, he needs reps. He needs practice. He's played 1.5 years. He's not a 10-year vet. The guy needs to see defenses and what they're doing against them so he can try and game plan it. You know, the VR headset's great, but nothing beats actual reps against competition. That's going to put you on your butt.
There we go.
That's one vote. Play the man. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you, Ted.
Appreciate you, guys. See you in Spain.
Again, I think you can have different viewpoints on this. Jeff, you look like you want to chime in here, bro.
Oh, I was just stretching, but of course I want. Hey, look, if he's healthy, the team is trending the right way. Shoot, even if the team is not trending the right way,
that's the bigger question. If they win the next two and they're 5-6 at the bye week, hell yeah, Jaden's playing. If they lose the next two, I don't know.
Even if they lose the next two, JP, if it's, we all know when that clock is just started, we all have a chance. We have a chance with five in the game, right? Now, where how I would play it, oh, he's healthy. He's going to play every game. You know, he's going to start every game. But if it comes to like how it was last game, when we're down 31-7, going into the fourth quarter, we're going to take him out. But I don't think we should just call his season quits just because he got hurt. That's football.
I think there's a big difference, to your point, Jeff. There's a big difference in being down 30 in the fourth quarter of a game that you're not going to win versus having five games left and just saying, oh, he's not going to play because we're keeping him right for next year.
Like,
if he comes back and we're talking about Denver Sunday night football, and
what, like, what is he up? The question I would ask is, what if they're up by 14-20? You want him to come out? You want him to stay in? We've seen weirder things happen.
If they get up 30, you could pull them.
If you get up 30, yeah.
That was the case.
But that's why I put it at a point spread where people have to think, because where does this go? Where do we stop being overly concerned and then let it happen? Because listen, the one person who has to make a step forward is going to be Jay, where he's going to have to learn sometimes. Like, listen, in my eyes, he has nothing else to prove to me. I already know he's a tough SOB.
Right.
I know he wants to be out there. So I don't need to prove nothing else to me. Just make sure you take care of yourself, because he's not just a football player. He's basically the damn CEO of this thing.
I'm not even saying it's to prove anything, but it's just like, you are a football player. Go play. Yeah,
but it's like, you know, people go, well, you know, he needs this. No, he don't have nothing to prove. He does need the reps and all, but understand, the healthier you are, the more reps you can get.
Totally. It's all predicated on health.
Yeah.
Period. And he's got to be fully cleared, fully healthy, right? But the thing I circle back to, the last four games of the year are division games. Like, as much as we can count them out a million different ways, if you could rattle off four straight division wins, that's going to give you a chance at postseason football.
Yeah, yeah.
And so,
yeah.
Like, I think to blanket say shut him down is crazy. Like, it's
– I think –
you got four division games to finish the year out.
The mindset that we have had, that people always say, take one game at a time, this is what we better damn well do. One game at a time. One game at a time based off of how we're going to win. One game at a time on this decision of if he's going to play or not. We can't get too far of ourselves. We can't, you know – far ahead of ourselves. Just let things come to it. Let's take care of this week, and then we'll move on to the next. As I do a flamenco dance.
Shout out to the flamencos. Let's go to Charlie in College Park. I think Charlie's going to want the young man to play. Hello, Charles.
You bet your ass I do. As a former player, I tell you what. If you don't want to be on the field, you shouldn't be out there. These guys are pros. Anybody that doesn't want to be on the field or is a little tentative, I'm sitting you down, and you shouldn't be on the team. Quick question for you. Is McLaurin out today? We know if McLaurin's out today yet?
He's out. I don't know. Dude, he hasn't practiced all week. He's a DMV.
Okay, here's another aspect of this of him coming back. Suppose, well, if they're out of the playoffs, Jaden's got to play. No matter if he's 100%, Jaden's got to play. Suppose Mariota wins three, four games in a row. See, I say Mariota. It makes that. I'm fooling myself. It's not just Mariota. It's not just Jaden. Just the whole team. It's the offensive, defensive line. It's a scheme. Okay, suppose they win three in a row. Do you take Mariota out? You start to look like you're in the playoffs and you got a rhythm going. You're running the ball better. You're playing better defense. You know, I've thought about this for years. Guy comes in as a substitute, and then all of a sudden the starter comes back. The unwritten rule in pro football is that, hey, the starter comes back in automatically. Wait a minute. Suppose you win three or four.
Hell, didn't that happen with Troy Aikman and Steve Berline in the playoffs with the Cowboys?
Something like that. I can't remember.
Charlie, should we get to that situation? Call me back. I don't know that we need to debate a hypothetical quarterback.
No, I know, but you know what? You know what? They've lost a lot of conference games. They really hurt themselves. But you're right about the four division games at the end. If you're close, man, when he's 100%, he's got to play. And like you say, you're way up or way behind. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, bro. Let's keep these phone lines going. That was a good call from Charlie. You bet your ass I want him to play.
Charlie was ready, wasn't he?
Sean is in Springfield. Sean, what's up, dude?
Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, he should definitely play, especially even if the season's lost, even if we're eliminated from the playoffs, he should play the last four games against divisional opponents. That's valuable experience against Vic Fangio's defense against the Eagles. We should be playing spoiler for sure, trying to stop them from winning the number one seed. And one caveat, though, if Terry's not out there, it is a little risky. But if your mentality is, oh, we should shut him down because the season's over, like, you're going to be scared of him getting hurt next year, too, just if you don't want him to play at all. So I don't think that makes sense. But, yeah, I would prefer if Terry's out there just because sometimes throwing to those receivers can get you hurt.
All right, baby.
Yeah, I think it's a wait and see, man. And thank you for the call,
that's
Sean.
It has to be that, you know, and let's understand one thing. I know we all play fantasy football these days. We have all gotten good, but we are not general managers.
Well, Doug, the only comparable situation I can think of, and maybe it's not comparable, but for the folks that are advocating to shut him down, I just saw a tweet from this dude, Jay, on Twitter. He said, good news. Now, as I said before, sit him. I see this as a sign from the football gods. Protect him. Keep him away from getting any worse injury. We escaped one. Don't gamble on a losing season. If we are winning, sure. And for the chemistry crowd, most of these guys will be gone next season. So that is a viewpoint.
Yeah.
The only comp I could think of for that, and maybe this is just me being too hyper-local, I guess, the Strasburg shutdown.
Yeah.
Now, that was a winning season, and they still shut him down.
Yeah. But then again, let's be real. Strasburg injury was to his arm, right arm, right? Am I right?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He's throwing arm, right?
Arm, yeah.
So if Jaden's injury was to his right arm, I understand. It's not to his right arm. And in pitching, in baseball, that's the most valuable thing you have, your right arm. So I can understand the protecting him. And the way pitchers are taken care of and coddled any damn way, I see. It's not football, bro. So I understand. And like you said, that dude's comments make you think about some stuff. But still, it's two different sports, man. two totally different sports.
Totally, totally. I'm not advocating one way or the other. I think where I have landed is it is smart to keep your options open. If you came out and said, we're putting him on IR, he's done for the year, we want to protect him, I think it's premature. You're allowed to take your time. And we live in a microwave society, but there's nothing to prevent you from taking your time. And I think taking your time is the right move here.
Probably so.
Todd, calling from the DMWV. By God, West Virginia. What's up, Todd?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Todd?
I just want to say, you live by the sword and you die by the sword. I was in agreement with your earlier caller about, let's get Jaden back on the field of play, get him to be the spoiler that I think that we can be, because I think the season's a scrub, but he needs to learn how to slide, guys. Keep sliding, because it's so nerve-wracking, to say the least. Yeah, to watch him go out there. He's such a talent. But I say play him. Yeah, if he's good to go. Thank God it wasn't his throwing arm. But I just wanted to congratulate you guys for the platform that you guys have on Monumental. I miss watching you all's pregame and postgame on the old Comcast. I'm a 52-year-old Redskin, aka Commander fan since I was six. And it's nice to see you guys on the TV screen, guys.
Appreciate
God
you,
God bless y'all, and keep doing great at your art. Take care, guys.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thanks, dude. Shout out to Todd in West Virginia. That was a very kind phone call.
Say shout out to the folks over at Lansdowne checking us out too, Jay.
Shout out to the folks at Lansdowne. Can we come play some golf?
Hook us up, Eddie.
Come on, Eddie. Let's go to Eli in D.C. Eli, what do you make of the Jaden situation?
Of course, I'd like him to play. But I kind of think of it like, when you was a kid and you was asking your mom for the next thing, and your mom said, you got to show me that you ready for this next thing. And I think I need receivers to show me. I need the team to show me that they ready for Jaden to come back, because he's going to have to – if we aren't winning in certain spots, it's going to be on him to do certain things. And I think if we just raised our level of play, around, he wouldn't have to do so much. So, they got to show me that you're ready for this cat to really come back. It's not on him. He has to be able to do his thing. He got to protect himself too. But a lot of times he's running around because there's nobody really open, and he's not able to throw the ball how he needs to. I'm more in line for him practicing. What you do is you start Mariota now, and you just run Jaden in practice. You practice, and when he shows that he's ready and the team shows that they're ready for that stretch, then you put him in, because he's had the time with the guys in practice. It's not enough to have this cat just because he was a number two overall
pick. You got to practice for the game you're playing that week. And if Mariota is starting, you got to let Mariota get to work. You can't,
these are
still real games. Like, this is not.
I get that.
Like, you got 52 other dudes on that team. Like, you cannot.
Yeah, but what
football's a different sport.
What he's saying by the other guys getting and lifting their games, I've agreed with that for the last few weeks. Where
you don't
want him to think he has to throw on his cape. You know what I mean? It's like, was it Superman that ran into the phone booth?
Yeah.
So you don't want him to think he got to run into the phone booth. Just let him keep being Clark Kent.
Exactly. So
appreciate the call,
Eli. Give him some time, man.
Appreciate it, brother. All right, man.
Keep these phone lines going. Bruce is in Bailey's Crossroads. What's up, Bruce?
Hi.
Hey, how we doing?
Chilling, man.
My personal opinion on this is simple. Being that football is a complementary game, if you put him back there until you got a line that can give him 3 seconds and can start opening holes for the running game, he's a sacrificial lamb for the rest of the season.
See, but basically what you're saying is exactly what the caller before you said. They got to improve around him. If you go, if you feel you're gonna do that chance, they gotta improve around him. And listen, sometimes you can have the same people blocking, just get a better blocking scheme, get some help sometimes.
Exactly. I mean, it from playing the position, even in college. You know that the single lineman gets changed out, your play changes.
Mm-hmm.
So when you've got the alternations that have been happening this year with the line, you put him back there with the line that he's had, he can't be Jaden Daniels if you can't give him 3 seconds.
Well, I mean, to your point, Brian has said this before. Joe Theismann has said this repeatedly. that as much as quarterback's the most important position on the field, it's also the most dependent position on the field.
Totally.
And I think, honestly, not having Terry for the bulk of the season, I don't know that Jaden and Terry played together for what? Like a game and a half, maybe? Yeah. I think that's had such a massive impact on this offense.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where if Jacksonville's serious about wanting to move Brian Thomas, which apparently they were taking calls at the trade deadline, and, like, I know that everybody's going to scream about the defense, and they're not wrong, but, like, you need a – I think Debo's going to walk in free agency. Like, you need to add a young stud receiver that Jaden has trust in.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
That's
but
a
at
high
the same
priority
time,
for me.
But at the same time, if the offense stops going three and out, then your defense isn't getting drained by the fourth quarter.
Sure. Appreciate the
call,
Bruce.
Yeah, great
call,
Bruce.
Let's go to Zeke, our guy Zeke in Southeast. You want me to break, Jeff? Jeff's giving me a motion like he's driving a car.
Last one, man.
Okay, last one.
Zeke, what up? Okay, all right. What's up, fella?
What's up, brother?
Hey, definitely he should play if he's healthy. But to me, that's not even the issue. If Brian, you said this once, right? What's the definition of insanity?
Doing the same things over and over and expecting a different result.
That's Kingsbury. He's doing the same thing offensively over and over again, and we're getting killed. One thing I would like to see before Jaden gets back, I would like to see us, why don't we run, a heavy offense with focus on the run? We're the third leading rushing team. Bring in a tight end, bring in some extra bodies, and focus on the run. I'd rather do the New England offense where we're hitting our tight ends and our running backs out of the backfield. We don't have receivers right now, so why are we trying to force the ball down the field when we don't have – that's not our strength. Our strength is in the running game.
We haven't been throwing the ball down the field, Zeke. We've been throwing the ball mediocre or short. We haven't thrown the ball down the field.
Right.
And that's why nobody drops beyond 15 yards.
Right, and we're not going to throw it downfield. That's my point. I don't think we're going to throw it downfield even now. So my point is, this is focused on running it. Hey, you got eight in the box. Let us put eight in the box, and let's see the best man win. I think our offensive line is more built for running than passing.
Appreciate you, Zeke.
Appreciate
Thanks,
you, brother.
Thanks, pal.
All right.
In an effort to keep Jeff happy, quick break. If you're on hold, stay there. We're taking the phones until 11:45 when Chris Wright will join the program for a Terps Hoyas preview.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.